This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm stood here with Harry and Sam from Peace at Leeds Festival. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm talking to you guys. Yeah. How was your set out there then?
Really good.
Yeah,
really.
A lot of fun.
Loads of fun, yeah.
Great reaction.
It's kind of like right before... No, we forgot how short it was before we went on. So we all sort of lay there, like, chilling, and then we're like, wait, we've got half an hour. We need to get our skates on. And then we made it in time, then we were like...
And it was,
yeah,
we finished. Have you noticed any differences between the northern and southern crowds? Yeah, at the two festivals, or same good vibes all around?
There's definitely more signs and more like I've noticed when we play up north, the audience is the more north you go, the audience gets louder and louder and louder.
Yeah,
it's a natural northern voice.
Yeah, because like in London, there's never many. The audience don't really scream at you or anything. And at Reading, it's like everyone. Goes off, but then in Leeds everyone's like shouting stuff at you the whole way, like dance with me or like Harry, and I'm like what, who's calling me, and people holding signs. And then when you get to Scotland
you guys have released your debut album In Love, that's right, yeah, and you're already looking to release your second album.
Yeah. Trying to get it out in January.
It's the plan, yeah.
Yeah, when the year is new, and the air is cold, and the charts are easy to score high.
You've already released a new single, which I think is going to be on the album, Money.
Yeah, we've released two. We haven't.
We've released one. There's a second on the way.
Yeah. Anything you can tell us about the second single?
Oh, it's Lost on Me.
It's very groovy.
Yeah. Dancey.
It's got... What's it got on it? It's got an opera singer on it.
Yeah.
Who did the middle eight. She goes, which is good. And it's a song that I personally like.
Have you got any kind of differences between your first album and the second one to come that you can sort of note or talk about?
I think the second one's just kind of expanding on what we were doing, but in as different a way as it can. Like, just trying to do new things, keep it fresh, keep it exciting. That kind of stuff.
I also heard you guys are going to be supporting the Libertines soon,
yes.
Which must be...
It's going to be special.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be really good. I can't wait.
Particular influences of yours, or...?
Not really an influence, but just a band that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a... You know, I have a long list of bands which I love that don't really ever let me sway the way that I do things. Even though, actually, our first gig... got reviewed as being a mixture of Explosions in the Sky and the Libertines.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
great mixture.
Yeah, of course.
But I guess I am kind of influenced by the Libertines. I do like them.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
You guys, got any big gigs coming up or big tours after the festival season?
We're supporting Bumbo Bicycle Club in December. Some really big venues, and then. Going to tour, I guess, when the album's out, really.
Playing Reading and Leeds, I've talked to a lot of people and they say it gives them a lot of confidence, gives them a lot of drive to go out and make new music. Obviously, you've completed the second album, so it's probably not something you're thinking about, but does it give you some drive? You are drinking a third album,
yeah,
awesome.
The way I think about most creative processes, whether it's like making music or... Especially, in fact, when writing lyrics, it's like the more you put in, the more you get out. So if I'm like uninspired and don't know what to write a song about, I'll just read something, even if it's just like one of Jim Morrison's poems or whether it's a novel. Read and then suddenly you just start writing. So when you're making music, I always find that after seeing either going to see an amazing band or obviously you see like 10 amazing bands at a festival, immediately after you're like, I've just put in all of this. Music, and then you're like, now I need to get some out.
Yeah,
and I think for me that's how my creative flow seems to work.
This is a sort of unofficially, your biggest shows to date. Have you learned anything from playing on such a big stage, main stage, to a festival crowd that you can sort of bring to your music or bring to your live show?
You really need to step up the theatre of the show, like the theatrics. When you're doing a show that big, you need to sort of like just turn that up a little bit. Mm. And then we just watched half of the Hive set.
Right.
And it's like, there it is. Like, that's...
Okay. That's stagecraft all the way up to 11,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's like... You know, there's so much energy and so much going on, and they've got these big letters and stuff. But I guess that's something that now I'm really interested in, is if we're going to do more big shows like this, which I hope we do, I really want to somehow make it like an event and make our live shows not just going to see the songs as they're recorded, but make it an actual show.
It's about the visual.
And we were talking about this last night, weren't we? That it's like, or just make it like an actual event. It's like not going to see a band play songs. We want to make it a night, like a night with us, not just us playing our songs to an audience. I don't know how we're going to do that. We were discussing yesterday about maybe doing a theatre tour.
Yeah.
Like, nothing official, but like doing a theatre tour, and then it's like an actual like evening of like entertainment. The
just us for like 2.5 hours with a break in the middle or something.
And just like not necessarily just playing our own material, but really pushing the idea of what bands do. Because it seems like a lot of bands now, it's just like the records being played in different order.
Here's our 12 songs.
It's like, you know, if someone shouts out Mustang Sally, I want to be able to go, let's give it a go. You know what I mean?
That would be great.
Yeah.